The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Burt Show.
There has to be the first sign in a relationship that things aren't going to work out before there's a second and a third and a fourth. And you realize that the two of you guys maybe are so different that you're not going to be able to make this work. This is the reality that I'm going through right now. So here we are, months into our relationship. It's the easiest relationship I've ever been in my life. I didn't even know it could be this easy, right? I also think it's not only her, but it's me too and where I'm at. But everything fits like a glove. I mean, we've known each other for 10 years. So there wasn't that awkward, like, getting to know you. I mean, we've been knowing each other over 10 years. So when it was green light time, it just made sense. And it has up until this point also. We have the same senses of humor. We're goofy in the same way. We just had so much in common. There have been zero reason for me to believe that this is not going to be a long-term relationship. She's doing, I mean, everything about her has just been right. My son Hollis, when he has friends over that are spending the night, he will put out a spread for them each and every time. It's unheard of. They're 17-year-olds. But she was doing that this weekend, and I'm just feeling like I'm falling even deeper for her, and then it happened. 8 episodes into Friday Night Lights, Courtney said, "It's unwatchable."
Yeah.
Turn these trash off.
What, are you kidding me? This is like more than a TV series. This is my favorite TV series. You know what she said?
What did she say?
This rude woman said what about my favorite TV show. She said, if you take cliches from every sports movie and every TV show ever made, they are all wrapped up in the one nice bow called Friday Night Lights.
Ouch.
And she's only 8 episodes in.
Yeah. Nah, I think 8 is plenty. Like, she kept saying, because I could, you know how when you're watching it or you enjoy something so much, you almost are watching the person that's watching the TV show or the movie that you love so much or the music that you love. You're listening to, you're watching them listen to it because you want them to love it so much, right?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So after the first episode, I saw a look of confusion on her face. And then there was the second episode, and I could see she wasn't as enthusiastic about this show as I have been. And again, this is my all-time favorite TV show. So she was making excuses for it, and she was trying, like, you know what, maybe in a couple of episodes when there's more character definition, then I'll get into it. And I was thinking, man, we're three, four episodes in. You got all the character you're going to get.
This it?
So she gave it a 5th try and a 6th try and a 7th try. And I did a check-in with her, and she's like, "I am so sorry, but I can't do this anymore."
8 episodes is a lot, though.
She did.
She got through a lot.
And I admire that part of her. But the fact that we have...
Are they 30-minute episodes or 60-minute episodes?
She would say they're 3 hours. I think they're like an hour.
And there's five seasons.
Oh,
she must have found that out. Said, "Now we got to stop this right now."
Put the brakes on.
Yes, Tommy.
Just for comparison, what is her favorite show?
Her favorite show. I don't know what her favorite show would be. We started watching Schitt's Creek together. She really loves that one.
Yeah, that's a great one.
But as far as a favorite one goes, I'm not exactly sure. Like, I've come to the table with some really sweet movies also that she's loved. And she comes up with some J-Lo crap, man. So I'm not really sure where we go from here.
She doesn't even like the Reagan's eye candy?
No, she doesn't even think he's good looking.
What?
Yeah! Clearly, there's not a lot of
good job about the fire.
Wait, who's Riggins?
Riggins is like the main tortured character. He's the running back with the long hair.
Well, of course,
hair.
She's not going to find him attractive. He's a high school student. That would be creepy as hell.
Yeah, he's like a 25-year-old high school student.
It doesn't matter.
That's another problem she had, is that all these high school students are like 32 years old.
Yeah.
Says the woman who was all into Zac Efron until he broke his jaw and now he looks like a horse.
No, not true. And Zac Efron, well, yes, back in the day, but now he is a grown-ass man. He's not playing high school musical parts anymore.
I did this dance a long time ago, and I actually appreciate Courtney's authenticity here, because my ex-wife, Stacy, loved you too. Absolutely. That was like at her heartbeat. She loved everything about it, right? So I didn't actually have the balls when I was listening to U2 to say, like, I'm really not into it. So I faked for like 15 years liking U2. I mean, we were going to concerts and I'm like, "Wah!" And I never even liked it. So I appreciate Courtney's authenticity here, but it's going to be a problem.
Well, we wish you the best of luck that the two of you can overcome this.
I can get through this obstacle, man.
I'm not sure. It was a TikTok video that made our producer Jackson take a real hard look at himself in the mirror.
Boy, did it. So I was on TikTok perusing, as you do, and a TikTok came up that kind of called me out. And usually when I get these sort of self-help videos where they ask, does this sound like you or can you relate to this? Mm-hmm. I tend to ignore them a lot because a lot of times it feels like they're making these kind of blanket statements and that more or less kind of apply to everybody. And it feels like they're more fishing for engagement than actually like calling you out for something. But this one spoke to me a little bit differently.
Wait, so you brush your teeth in the morning but rarely at night?
Yep.
And you text back your work colleagues but not your friends?
Unfortunately.
Also notice you're always smiling in public but break down at night.
You know me too well.
And you want to eat healthy but you're always ordering takeaway.
Pretty much.
And you complain about being exhausted but you stay up late at night.
Mm-hmm.
And you're probably a high achiever but inside you're emotionally numb.
That's me.
What's going on, man?
Well, my nervous system's actually stuck in a functional freeze state where I feel completely overwhelmed but still remain functional because I'm completely disassociated from my body and shut down my emotions.
Damn.
You're a real a-hole.
I feel personally attacked.
Same. Right? Does that not sound a little bit familiar?
Yeah, I check a lot of those boxes too, yeah.
So this guy's describing what's called a functional freeze, and so I decided to do a little bit of digging into like what this actually means. And so by definition, a functional freeze is when you outwardly function and complete daily tasks such as going to work, but psychologically you're stuck in a frozen state. And I feel like this really called me out in a big way as like how I've been feeling as of late, where it's exactly what he's describing. Like outwardly, I feel like I portray someone who's put together. And when it comes to my professional life, I'm able to function, you know, perfectly fine on that end. But then when it comes to my own personal and emotional life, it feels like I'm living kind of two separate lives.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of a shocking revelation for me to come to terms with, because I think I've sort of internally noticed this, but I haven't really been able to put it into words until I heard these examples. And so now I started kind of thinking about my life and how I've been behaving lately. And, you know, the brush your teeth in the morning, but, you know, rarely do it at night, or think of it as like this huge chore that you have to do. I think procrastination with a lot of things in my personal life come into play with this. Like my car, I got into a car accident like 2 months ago and it's been on the list to get it fixed. And I can't even get myself to call a mechanic to, you know, go and get that done. I'm staying up way later and I'm taking a lot more naps during the day because it feels like I'm trying to like avoid a lot of things in my personal life. And I don't know, like it was kind of shocking for me to hear all this.
Live to work, we should like work to live. So sure. We should be spending like, if anything, that should be inversed.
Tommy, play that audio again
And let's put our hands up. And for every one of these that applies to us, just put another finger up, okay? So we're starting at zero. All right, go for it.
Wait, so you brush your teeth in the morning, but rarely at night?
Yep.
And you text back your work colleagues, but not your friends?
Unfortunately.
Also notice you're always smiling in public, but break down at night?
You know me too well.
And you want to eat healthy, but you're always ordering takeaway?
Pretty much.
And you complain about being exhausted, but you stay up late at night?
Mm-hmm.
And you're probably a high achiever, but inside you're emotionally numb?
That's me.
What's going on, man?
Well, my nervous system's actually stuck in a functional freeze state where I feel completely overwhelmed.
So how many we got here? I had four.
I have five.
Six.
Five.
Two.
Two.
Whoa. I was not expecting that.
He's like,
don't be so shocked.
He's like, you guys are really dysfunctional.
You are pregnant.
That's a lot, man. That is a lot.
Yeah.
And it, I mean, I feel seen.
Right? And Christian, I think you were batting at 100 there.
Yeah. I don't feel seen. I feel flipping attacked is what I feel.
So what does it mean then?
I think it comes down to a lot of psychological stress where, a lot of times with professionally speaking, and when it comes to work, you have a lot more control over those kind of things. And also more people are reliant on you when it comes to that. And so that causes you to be a little bit more motivated to do those. Mm. Whereas you're able to put off things in your personal life.
Mm. And I feel as when you're the sole breadwinner, I feel like there's a lot of pressure and that probably makes you overperform in your work life rather than your personal life.
Sure. Makes a lot of sense.
Right.
And then is there a follow-up TikTok that says how to change it?
How do we unfreeze? Susan, can I please make an appointment ASAP?
Fix me, please. No, I looked it up and it was like meditation and get fresh air and exercise, but those are just things. Blah, blah, blah.
Go outside.
Yes, don't look at your phone at night before you go to bed.
So I am a little bit surprised because what you guys portray, Abby and Mo, on the show feels a little bit more insecure than what is reality then. I mean, here we are all raising our fingers and everything, and you guys seem the most settled.
Are we not as depressed as we think we are?
Maybe not. I mean, yeah, because I'm trying to remember the two that related to me, the feeling numb on the inside while getting things done for sure. I forget what the other one was, but
texting colleagues over friends.
No, I don't have that problem. But see, I haven't made a conscious effort to text my friends and family back more. So that was something I struggled with at once. The toothbrush one is funny because I do it at night, but it feels like such an annoyance at night.
It does. I do. Yeah. I be brushing my teeth, but I'm not happy about it.
The Bird Show. Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two forts of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.